AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. again touting progress in talks aimed at ending Russia's war in Ukraine. Saka Magani has the latest.
Officials say during talks in Berlin, Trump administration envoys agreed to provide Ukraine unspecified security guarantees, which Kyiv has been demanding. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz calls it a big step. Volodymyr Zelensky says the talks were substantial. There are still differences on Moscow's demands that Ukraine cede territory. At the White House,
I think we're closer now than we have been ever.
President Trump dialed into a meeting of negotiators and European leaders. More talks are expected this weekend in Miami or elsewhere in the U.S. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump also weighed in on the weekend stabbing death of Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle. The Hollywood actor-director was an active Democrat and an outspoken Trump opponent.
A friend of Russia, controlled by Russia. You know, it was the Russia hoax. He was one of the people behind it. I think he hurt himself in career-wise. He became like a deranged person, Trump derangement syndrome. So I was not a fan of Rob Reiner at all in any way, shape, or form. I thought he was very bad for our country.
Reiner's 32-year-old son, Nick, has been arrested in the case. In Rhode Island, investigators knocked on doors today searching for any video there might be of the Brown University gunman. Grainy footage shows a person walking away from the weekend attack. Two students were killed and 9 wounded. Crews using sandbags to shore up a breach in a levee near Seattle after its failure prompted a flood warning. And the Trump administration is calling the White House ballroom construction project a matter of national security. That in a court filing in response to a lawsuit filed by the National Trust for Historic Preservation seeking to halt it. This is AP News. Seth Suchel has the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street drifted through a quiet day of trading ahead of economic reports this week that could help determine where interest rates go next. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2%. The index was weighed down by drops in some heavyweight tech companies, including Broadcom and Apple. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 41 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.6%. Roomba maker iRobot plunged almost 73% after seeking Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Treasury yields inched lower in the bond market. Delayed reports on the job market and inflation are due out later this week. Seth Suttell, New York.
And Ford's pivoting away from its once ambitious electric vehicle plans amid financial losses and waning consumer demand. It says it'll invest in more efficient gasoline engines and hybrids. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.